Okay, backstage. This is Vashti. I should be sleeping, but I so badly don't want to go to work tomorrow that I decided I would stay up and do something. And I feel like work is stealing away my life and my GWA time and all of my libido. So I thought I would do this super sexual questionnaire about sexy sex stuff. And maybe I would get some of my mojo back or something. So we'll see how it goes. I haven't really read through these questions, so this could just end up being a gigantic jumbled mess. But okay, so the first question is, what other subreddits do you visit for your erotic needs? Why do you like them? I guess the only other two I really go to right now, which I don't know if they're considered. Anyway, I often visit Pillow Talk Audio and also Audio Candy, even though they're not necessarily sexual all the time. Other than GWA, they're probably the only other two that I frequent for any kind of needs, erotic or intimate, I guess, is another way to say that in my mind. I like both of those sites because I like to listen to bedtime stories and stuff. And I also really like relationship role play or like boyfriend experience kind of audios. I also like audios for comfort and insomnia. So I can find a lot of that there. And I, And I have found a lot of it there. I probably go to both of those sites daily, so. Anyway, the next question, these aren't numbered. Anyway, so the next question is, if you contribute to GWA, have you considered branching out into other erotic subreddits and contributing there? I do contribute to GWA, which probably everybody who's listening to this already knows that. I already contribute to Pillow Talk Audio, and I just verified Audio Candy, so I guess that's a yes for me. There are a couple of others I've considered as well, so yeah, I don't mind. I already am putting my erotic stuff on Reddit, so if there's another place for it, if I felt safe there, I'd post it there. Oh, wait. Oh, there's a second part to this question and I wasn't paying attention. Oh, I'm so tired. I should be asleep. Anyway, I'm not. So moving on. The rest of this question is, if you already contribute to other audio, what made you choose those in particular? Okay, so I decided to contribute to Pillow Talk Audio because the first audio I did after I verified on GWA had like a very girlfriendy component, and it seemed like it fit also on Pillow Talk Audio, so I put it over there, and then it turns out that I like doing audios like that, so I just started contributing there sometimes. And I just recently verified on Audio Candy because, like nights like this, like sometimes I just fucking need to talk into something and get the stuff from my brain out, and that seems like a good place for rambly stuff, even though I haven't put up anything proper like that yet. That's kind of my plan for that site, or if I decide to do, I don't know, any kind of readings or poems or something. I'm getting yawny. And not yawny like the, you know, the guy with the music, but yawny, like yawning. Anyway, so excuse my yawns. I will try to muffle them for all of you. I also have cats right outside the door, and I'm pretty sure we're going to get them in a minute. So Yep. Cat right here. Anyway, next question. What is your ideal body type in a sexual partner? And why does this turn you on? I don't know how to answer this question. By the time I got to a position with somebody that I was going to have sex with them, I would already be attracted to them in many more ways besides physical. So ideal, that's a hard question. I guess I would just want somebody who was a physical match for me. So that felt like we comfortably fit together. That's probably really boring. What the fuck? Anyway, because you know, like, you can be with somebody and they're either too tall or, like, your legs are too short or too... Like, I have really short legs, and if they don't fit, I don't know. It just... Somebody who feels comfortable when our bodies are pressed together, that would be my ideal body type in a sexual partner. I'm sure they're looking for something else here, but that's going to be my answer, folks. So, moving on. What celebrities are currently making you think dirty thoughts? Tom Hardy, first and foremost. So much Tom Hardy. Oh, I just can't get enough of that guy with the tattoos. God damn it. Damn it. He's so hot. Hold on, there's got to be somebody else. I know, it's hard to think. Because in the last week, I've watched 2 Tom Hardy movies. I like Jeremy Renner. Oh, but Tom Hardy's really doing it. He's going to have to be the number one. Let's think. I've got a few more. Nope, he's really at the top. He's just so handsome. So we'll say Tom Hardy for sure, all day, every day. And Jeremy Renner. Yeah. Yep. Those two. Next question. What is the filthiest thing a sexual partner has ever said to you during sex? What is the filthiest thing you've ever said to a partner? I haven't been with a lot of guys who are really vocal. But probably, what the fuck? I'm so tired that I'm sitting here thinking, what do I even remember what people say? What guys have said when I was having sex with them? I don't know. I don't know. Probably something along the lines, anything using the F word. I haven't had really dirty partners, I guess. I haven't had a really comfortable partner for a long time that I could do, felt like I could explore a lot of those kinds of things. And so something probably, for me, really dirty would be like, I don't know, like, I can't even say it out, I can't even say the words. I don't even know. Something dirty like, let's fuck. That's probably the dirtiest thing. This is how boring the guys have been that I've slept with, I guess. Hope none of them are here, so gives a shit. I sound so fucking cranky, too. I'm tired. I don't want to go to bed. I don't want to go to work. Anyway, I would say that the filthiest thing I've probably ever said is that I have a begging thing. And so... I guess this one guy, the first guy that ever told me he wanted to come on my face, that was probably the filthiest thing I'd ever heard because nobody had ever said that to me before. So I'm going to say that. And for me, begging to be fucked is probably the filthiest thing I've ever said. Like, please fuck me. Or fuck me hard or something like that. That's really boring. I'm fucking boring. What can I say? Anyway, moving on. Describe an instance of giving oral sex to a partner that you're most proud of, either in terms of skill, how your partner reacted, or some other aspect that makes you remember it with immense satisfaction. Oh, shit. Most proud of? Damn. Because I have some, like, unique oral giving stories, but most proud of? but I've already talked about that one. So I'm probably most proud of my public display of oral at the bus stop. But I've already talked about that in one of my other questionnaires, so I don't know if I should go into that or not, but because it was just really hot all public like that. But I did, when I was young and stupid, very, very young, me and this guy were on break at work, and I just was one of those kind of girls you don't challenge, and so he was kind of flirting with me or whatever, and he's just kind of dared me to suck his dick while we were on break, and so I did. So I have some satisfaction about that, because it's kind of funny, but, yeah, so that's that. Let's move on. Let's just move the fuck on. How many times am I going to say fuck? Fuck, 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 fuck. Okay. Fuck. Okay, where am I at? Which part of your body do you think is the most attractive? What do you like about your body? Probably my lips, I think, which is boring. But I like my breasts all right. Those are probably my best features, I guess. I don't mind my height. I'm short. That's good. Today's not probably the best day he'd asked me that question. Not that anybody asked it of me. I just literally asked it of myself, reading that to myself. So weird. Fuck. 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 Moving on. Okay. Do you prefer to be more aggressive and dominant during sex or passive and submissive? What about the mindset and behavior makes better sex for you? I am absolutely more submissive. I don't find myself very comfortable being dominant during sex or even overly aggressive. I'm not quite sure why. I didn't realize that until like several years after I started having sex, but I've come to find out that I very easily slip into a submissive role, and I'm very comfortable there, and I get a lot of pleasure that way, or I gain a lot of pleasure by pleasing, so it's like a give and take. So for me, knowing that something about being obedient and performing in a way that is asked very specifically of me by my partner gives me intense satisfaction sexually. So to know I'm doing a good job, or that a very specific thing has been asked of me and I'm able to do that or exceed that expectation. I don't know if it's my just general nature to please people, but it gets me off to get somebody off in that way. So that's what makes it better for me, makes sex better for me, is knowing that I can do that. There's also something about, especially really comfortable with somebody and being able to relinquish all control of my own self to that person, to submit completely, is so just overwhelmingly arousing to me. I mean, it's just the best. Anyway, so that, I guess that really does it for me. What is my go-to fetish? Embarrassing or not? What fetish is almost guaranteed to get you off? Like, clearly, is some kind of submissive scenario. It does it for me. I always go to that. That's my go-to every time, is DS or DDLG, which that's new since I came to GWA. I didn't realize I had that part of that kink, but I realize it's a subset, but I didn't quite realize I was into that until I came here. But now I mean, that'll get me there really quickly. So, yeah, that's probably my kinkiest stuff too. I don't know. Well, that's not true. But that's my go-to, and it will get me off every single time without fail. So that's what I do. This is the next question. I'm not just reading. Fuck. Okay. Through some wonderful miracle, you have the entire house, apartment, dorm to yourself for hours. Oh, this doesn't have to be some quick, frantic, rushed masturbation session. You can take your time to do it upright. What are you going to do to make yourself feel good? Well, I live alone, so this is always the case for me, except that I have to work, and work cramps my fucking sexy style all the damn time. But I guess I have, like, nights for myself sometimes, and I'll usually take a hot bath and, like, that's so silly, like, kind of pamper myself, and before I found GWA, I would always pull out some of my favorite erotic stories and stuff. Now I go to that very short list of audios that are my absolute favorite and spend a little bit of time with them. So, and then I got a couple of new toys, so I would probably use both of them. I should do that. Should do that sometime soon. Okay, next question. Have you ever been caught having sex, masturbating, or doing anything else even remotely sexual? What was your reaction? I have been in situations where there were people around while I was having sexual stuff going on. But getting caught, I guess I haven't really been caught. Like, I've had people walk in. Oh, that's not true. I was with this one guy once. We were just making out. I think he was fingering me or something. And we were at a party and everybody was trying to get to leave. And they were trying to get me to leave. So they kept coming in. But I don't really remember how I reacted to that. I remember that it took them a lot of coming in to bother me to get us to leave. So, if I think about it though, like if somebody walked in, since I live alone, it'd be terrifying. But if I had somebody maybe staying with me and they caught me, I'd probably be completely embarrassed. But I could take it in stride. I mean, I do record myself for the internet, so I could probably navigate it if it happened. Next question. Cheating fantasies are pretty common, but cuckolding, oh, I can't even say these words tonight. I'm so tired. If this is a fantasy of yours, what about it turns you on the most? This is not, absolutely not a fantasy of mine. It, in fact, the opposite for me. So, I have a very monogamous mind, so for me, a cheating scenario of any flavor, I just wouldn't be involved, so I'm just gonna pass that over all entirely. So, anyway. What was the most sexually formative moment of your youth? Something you saw, did, or experienced that really shaped who you are as a sexual person? It could be something as simple as finding a dirty magazine, to your first sexual partner showing you things you never liked before, to just watching a run-of-the-mill movie or television show and getting a funny feeling when you saw one of the characters. I think when I was about, how old are you in sixth grade? What, like 10 or, I mean, maybe there's stuff younger than that. There's got to be stuff younger than that. But when I was like 10, I was at the library and stumbled across this romance novel, this historical kind of, you know, some kind of English, you know, baron guy your typical kind of romance novel. And I decided to read it. And those types of books absolutely have shaped who I am sexually. After reading that book, that's all I read through junior high and high school. And I mean, I would be known to still pick up romance novel now. But for years, it was always historical romance, which was just littered with kind of more dominant men. So, which is fine sexually, but kind of emotionally fucked me up a little bit because there are all these men who are also emotionally unavailable. So, but anyway, but a lot of the stories had like kind of defiant younger girls who maybe got spanked sometimes and stuff. So, I would say that that first book that I found when I was in sixth grade, that would probably be reading that, the most formative moment of my youth sexually. Just because I really do feel like it, like even all of the, every kink that I have and stuff, I can almost trace it directly back to that stuff, those books. So, yeah. Okay. Age is what you make of it, but most people have some relatively hard limits on age differences. How old is too old? I think it's interesting that there's no how young is too young right here. Like, I should just add it in there when I answer this. Like, how old is too old for you, generally speaking? And then, how young is too young? Isn't there such thing as too... Because there's the too young for me. I couldn't... And it's... So, generally speaking, so is that, like, how old would you have sex with somebody? Or it be in a relationship with them? I guess it's a sex questionnaire. So, probably sex. Right? Huh. Okay, we're gonna say sex, I guess. I'm just gonna cut off at sex, because if... anyway. What the fuck? Because if I start... I don't want to talk about relationships. So we're gonna just say sex. And I would say... too old? I don't know. I don't want to give up my age either. I guess, I don't know. I'm going to say 50 is too old. Yeah. Maybe not. No. 48. Because 50 seems too old. So let's say 48 would be too old. And that's the cutoff point because I could... That seems like I could totally go there. But 49 and 50 seems too old. So that's why that's a cutoff. But I'm going to say young, too. Because, seriously, I think it should be in here. So I'm going to add it and say that I would... No, I don't want to because then it'll narrow... I'm not going to say it. Even though I think it might need to be in there. If I say it, then I feel like it narrows too much. Anyway, I'm not going to say it. I just built all that bullshit up for nothing. All that younger bullshit up, and then I'm not even going to deliver. You're welcome. I'm tired, and now I'm getting sassy. Okay, what is the shortest period of time you've known a person before having any kind of sexual interaction? A couple of hours? Yeah. Yep. I am one of those girls. I have had one night stands, so I'm trying to think maybe what the shortest period of time was, but I picked up a couple of guys at bars, and so I mean that's got to be only what, like 2-4 hours max before sleeping with them or having some kind of, you know, blowjob or some kind of sexual interaction with them. Okay, next question. Would you like some bacon fuck berserker? It's like my favorite movie of all time. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, that was delightful. Oh, I should sing. I can't sing, or else I would sing it, and I would do it with the metal voice and the little Jay and Bob thing. Anyway, that's all the questions. I still don't want to go to bed. If I had anything major to talk about, I would just talk about it here. Do I feel like this gave me any of my sexual mojo back? Maybe. It is nice to have a reason to talk about sex. So, and I do like to answer sexual questions. Just throwing that out there, you know. So, I've done a couple of kind of sexy questionnaires. I'd do more. I feel like it's been a while since I did one, so that was this one. What else? It's like really late now. I should sleep. So I guess I'll do that. And, oh, I was going to mention that I'm sitting in my closet because my stupid computer fan sounded so loud today. So if I'm echoey, I'm sorry. I'll try to fix it when I, you know, before I post it, but I'm not making any promises. I kind of don't give a fuck right now. So you might just get all this raw. I don't know. All right. I'm out.